One of the ideas that can be helpful in doing this mindfulness practice is to consider that at any given moment, there's only two things that are happening. There is a thing that's happening, the experience of the moment, whatever it is, and then our relationship to it. And to somewhat simplistic these two, but it kind of divides things very nicely so that it puts a little bit more emphasis than we usually do on the relationship we have to experience. But not to make it too complicated, it has a lot to do with how the relationship we have has a lot to do with our mindfulness of the experience. To be mindful of what's happening is a way of relating. To see it, to know it, to experience it. There's the experience, and then there's experiencing of it. There are sensations, and then there's sensing the sensations. There's sound, and there's the hearing of the sound. And then how do we hear? How do we sense? How do we experience? How do we know? How are we aware? Is a very important part of what we're navigating here. So we can be aware in a way that is as clear, to clearly know, clearly feel what is obvious. We're not expected or asked to be digging and looking and analyzing and searching for something special to see. But we're helping our awareness become clear by noticing, being present for what is obvious. So being mindful of breathing. We're riding along, being with a clear, with content to be aware of what is clear about breathing. Well, this is how it is now. Breathing changes from one sitting to the next in the course of a sitting. We're not looking for something special to happen. We're looking for the awareness of breathing to become clear. Easy, at ease. Connected, centered, rooted in the experience. Here. So today, there's instructions on mindfulness of thinking. So that thinking doesn't have to be the enemy of meditation. It doesn't have to be an unfortunate event that somehow it's wrong that you're thinking. But thinking can become just as much a subject of awareness as breathing, that breathing is, or anything else is. To know clearly, oh, I'm thinking, this is thinking. Where the clarity of knowing is without being entangled with thinking, without being caught in it or reactive to it. Just knowing, oh, this is thinking, thinking, this is how it is. So to give a little more instructions on thinking, I'd like to do it It's a guided meditation. And to do with starting with what we did the other day with the mindfulness of the hand. So first, kind of gently close your eyes and give a little attention to your posture so that your posture is one that supports an attentiveness, relaxed attentiveness to the moment. Perhaps taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. On the exhale, settling into your body, relaxing. On the exhale, maybe letting go of any ideas that your experience is supposed to be different. And letting your breathing return to normal. And a little bit more as you exhale. Maybe you can relax different parts of your body. Let go into the body here. And now bring your attention to your right and to your dominant hand. Feeling, sensing your dominant hand. How maybe different parts of the hand have different temperatures. The sensations of where the hand touches something is different than where there's no touch. Allowing yourself to feel the hand's experience of itself. How does the hand experience itself? Pulsing, vibration. Heaviness and lightness. Contact and pressure. Softness and hardness. And then as you're aware of your hand, now notice how you're aware of the hand. the mindfulness you have, straining or pushing, searching. Is it resisting or hesitant? Are you in the control tower, looking from afar? Or is awareness more in the sensations of the hand? Are you close into the hand or far away? Is the awareness of the hand cloudy, clouded over by judgments and expectations, ideas of how it should be different? Or is the awareness of the hand simple and allowing it to be what it is? So there's a clarity. The clarity that comes from noticing what is obvious, with no need to go searching. Relaxed, open, soft awareness, receptive awareness, clearly aware of how the hand is being experienced. And now, let your awareness become aware to know that you're thinking in the same way. Noticing the mind's experience of thinking. How does the mind experience a thought? Allowing yourself to think if that's what the mind wants to do, but to kind of have clarity, clear awareness. This is thinking. As if you're hearing someone else speak, and it's clearly you know they're speaking and you're hearing. Or you're seeing someone. Clearly know you see. Clearly know thinking when it occurs. And if thinking fades away, it's okay. It'll come back. And when it does, be mindful of yourself thinking. And then how you're mindful of thinking is important. Is there judgments? It shouldn't be there, or it should be there. Are you interested in the thoughts or aversive to them? Are you identified with the thoughts? Kind of like thinking is who you are. is thinking something that just passes through, like a sound that appears and disappears. There's thinking, and then your relationship to thinking. And for your mindfulness to be aware, mindful. Be aware of that relationship, the ways we can be for and against our thoughts, judgments we have about them being there. Preferences. Sometimes we can feel the strong interest to get involved with thinking. And that how you, the same way that you're aware of the hand, can you simply, very simply know thinking? What's happening as you think? Without identifying with it. Without justifying it or condemning it. To be mindful of thinking in a relaxed way. And now, in a relaxed way, become aware of the body breathing in. As you exhale, you might relax the tension associated with thinking. As you exhale, calm the energetics of thinking. And as we continue, maybe by staying centered on your breathing, if thinking becomes predominant, rather than just letting go of it or condemning it, or going along with it, let yourself have a clear awareness of thinking, of how the mind experiences thinking. The body experiences thinking. And when thinking goes away or is no longer predominant, enter into the world of your breathing. Enter into the body's experience of breathing. As if mindfulness of breathing is the long road to happiness. Happiness found in walking. Just here, breathing. Instead of just thinking, try being mindful of thinking. Try to have a relaxed clarity. That thinking is happening. But you are not living in the thinking. You're not being the thinking. It's possible for awareness to be free of thinking, and thinking to be free of you. Just thinking. Thoughts have no weight. Thoughts have no weight, and yet we can engage with them with tension and pressure. We can give them weight through our interest or are concerned about them. And it might be possible to shift from being mindful of thinking to being mindful of the weight, the importance we give our thinking. Happens to your thinking as you hear this bell ending the sitting? So it's possible to be so absorbed in thoughts, lost in thoughts, we don't even know we're distracted. Distracted from distractions by our distractions. It's possible to be conscious of being aware, conscious of thinking, and kind of being barreling along, know we're thinking, but it's not really mindfulness. Because we're kind of just kind of barreling along, going along in it. Mindfulness is more than just kind of vaguely knowing you're thinking and keep thinking. Mindfulness is a little bit like taking a step back and away from thinking and looking back on it. Oh, this is in fact thinking. You might even try sometimes using the words, this is thinking. And then do it again, maybe more emphatically. Oh, this is the mind thinking. Maybe do it again, because eventually the glue that maybe is keeping you attached to the thinking begins to separate. When you step back and say, oh, this is thinking. If there's a lot of kind of distracted thoughts, discursive thought going on, and really step back and see. And we're looking for the clarity of knowing, really knowing, this is what thinking is like. This is experience. It helps if you're not bothered by the thinking. If you don't pile attitudes on top of it, that this is wrong or bad. Just one more thing to be aware of. Don't spend a lot of time looking for thoughts to be mindful of. They'll find you eventually. But when they come and they're really interfering with your ability to stay with your breathing, stay present, they become just as valid form of mindfulness, place of mindfulness as anything else. But to help with the kind of solidity and intensity in which we can get locked onto thinking, it can be helpful as you're being present for thinking to go through the instructions we've done so far. If you go backwards, you could ask yourself, because yesterday we did mindfulness of emotions, are there any emotions connected to this train of thoughts? And if they are, then maybe then do mindfulness of the emotions for a while. Maybe do the raft. Feel it. And then if you're feeling and recognizing the emotion connected to thinking, then you go step back further to instructions on Tuesday. Is there any bodily sensations that come along with thinking? Is there tightness or pressure? Contraction, headaches, you know what happens physically. It's fascinating to watch if you're particularly calm and settled in your body. And then you remember someone who slighted you or did something bad to you, offended you 20 years ago. The thought of the person comes and all this energy and sensations in the body, temperature arises, the body gets lifted up and you go up, you feel like, wow, I settled my body now, the whole body has changed. So what's happening in the body as you think? And then you might come back to the first day, breathing. How's the breathing with all this? And by the time you come back to your breathing, you might have the breathing as a refuge. Just stay with the breathing. And that can be a little bit of protection from the ways in which we get entangled or bothered or wrapped up in the fact that we're thinking. So thinking is a fine object of mindfulness, but it's a little hard sometimes because it's sticky. We get caught into it. So to break up thinking from being a solid thing, which in and of itself, thinking has no weight. But what has kind of like the weight is the ways in which we're kind of engaged with it. So if it's emotions that are part of it, we want to see that. That's part of the ecology. If there are physical sensations and tensions and energies that are part of it, be mindful of that. The breathing sometimes changes when, depending on the thoughts. But even if it doesn't, come back to your breathing and just be with your breathing. And having gone through that process, it's been respectful of the thinking, but maybe in the process you're no longer as caught with it as you were. And if these instructions on thinking just end up causing you to think even more, just forget them. And even if all you do, I shouldn't even say it that way, it's almost like dismissive, but if you're lucky enough just to do mindfulness of breathing, it might be enough. Just trust it, coming back. Sometimes that's the best antidote to getting lost in thought, is just come back, come back. But there might be a time when stepping back and being aware of mindfulness and practicing mindfulness thinking might be the right thing for you to do. So thank you. So just a couple of announcements. Today is Thursday, and so there's a second round of affinity sittings, and starting in the afternoon and the early evening. And the timing of those and everything is on the bulletin board downstairs. So they're meeting on the forest deck. And so we're starting the second round cycle of practice discussions. So the people we saw 2 days ago on Tuesday, we'll see today, Thursday. And the same sheet that you signed up on, it's all the same, except that we've changed the names, the locations. So if you saw me before, you'll see Diana today. You saw Diana 2 days ago, you'll see me today. And it's in that, you know, I think now you know where the direction is. Kodo will be sitting in with me today. And thank you all for taking the COVID test. And thank you all for being careful with COVID here. And we would like to continue that care. And as I said, the opening night, one of the really central ways we care for this at this point is if we have the slightest COVID-like symptom, or you suspect you have it, let the managers know. Then we'll kind of evaluate. And one of the things we do is we'll give people a PCR sensitive test, just to be sure. So just let us know. And because we're all negative and we've been here, this is the fifth day for being here. At this point, but later in the day, the masks will be optional for you. And that transition will be after you have washed your dishes for lunch. So at last, that dishwashing should still be done with masks on. But once you've washed your dishes, you could go, well, but don't just do it right then and there. Throw your mask in the air like you graduated. Calmly walk someplace, and if you want to, you can take it off. But it's optional to take it off. It's very welcome to keep them on. And so, and if you have any questions about that process or what's going on, you can leave the managers or leave me a note or something, and we'll try to address it. So I hope you enjoy your day and practice. And it's a wonderful point in the retreat that it's well worthwhile today to give yourself a little bit more dedication to entering the flow of the practice. You might take a sitting, a walking in a sitting, and think of it as a continuous one period of practice where you're just kind of You don't maybe don't get tea. Try to do as little extra that you can, but just kind of stay in the flow of, a little bit longer and really give yourself over to this process here. And you are, each of you are deeper, quieter, more settled, more mindful than you realize, which means you don't realize it. Which means it's really worthwhile building on this, protecting this, staying in the flow. Thank you.